going on, everybody? I am Corey Jackson, founder and CEO of Quirks, Inc., where we connect companies and athletes. We are the number one recruited firm for professional athletes in the whole wide world. We connect athletes with financing and opportunities to go to the next level. If this is your first time with us, we're all things billion-dollar mindset, all things world-class athletic mindset. We're about winning, winning, winning. And once again, today is a good day. Welcome to Billion Dollar Athletes. If I sound a little out of breath or sorts, I just got finished doing a workout, pretty intense. So I'm still kind of getting myself together a little bit. Went extremely hard this morning. But today I want to talk about something that I think really needs some light shed on. And that's the idea of having a backup plan or having a plan B, right? People always say this, whether it's, you know, athletes or whether it's just other individuals, like, you got to have a plan B. You got to have a backup plan. I totally disagree with the idea, right? The idea of having a backup plan. Totally disagree with it. The verbiage in itself is condescending, right? It's like, oh, go marry the second best person you wanted to marry, right? You know what I mean? It's like, how is that cool, right? And for me, the idea of a plan B is just absurd to me. You know, I think it's all psychological, right? It's how you look at things, right? Mentally. That's what allows you to be able to function in this world at a high level. It's really your mental capacity and how you see things, right? And for me, everything we do, we have to graduate, right? We have to constantly graduate, right? And so a plan B in itself disassociate itself with the idea of graduation. The plan B is associated with failure. You know, like, that didn't work. Now I have to go to plan B, right? And to me, that's not how my mind worked. That's not how my mental worked. You know, I think it's great to have a what's next, right? Which is totally different than a plan B. Here's what I'm going to do next, right? Because what you're going to do next is the idea of, I graduated from this idea, this thought, this career, this craft, whatever it is, right? I've graduated. You feel me? And so here's what I'm doing next. Here's what I'm doing next. Which is way more powerful than, this is my plan B. If that don't work, I'm gonna do this, right? It's like, no, I'm not associating with failure. I'm associating with graduation, progression. I'm associating with growth and evolution. It's all psychological. It's all how you see it. And one to me is negative, plan B. The other one is positive. Here's what I'm doing next. Right, here's my next thing, here's my next plan, here's my next goal, right? Just a total different perspective. Just when you change the words, you change the verbiage. And so people are over here convincing people like they have a plan B. It's like, that is associated with failure. I don't want to marry the second best person. You feel me? If I outgrow that thing, then I graduate. And so that's the thing. Like, you have to be able to graduate to what's next versus descending to plan B. Because plan B has to be under plan A, right? That means it's lower than plan A. That means it's less important than plan A to you, right? And so it's just the idea, man. Like, how we think is like screwing up our productivity and things that we do to have success in the spaces we want to have success in life. You know, it's what's next all the time for me. Not plan B. You know, I can't vibe with a plan B. I don't understand those thought processes behind a plan B. You know, I am going all out 100% balls to the wall to win at this thing. And then when that thing is over, I graduate. And then I go to my next plan. And then I do my next thing. And I do my next thing. And so it's about what's next, man. Period. You know, years ago, Jay-Z had a song, On to the Next One, right? Like, that ideology I could vibe with. It's like, oh, it's on to the next thing, right? But when you talk about descending or going back or going down a level, or, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm doing this thing now. You can't be happy with the plan B because it's plan B. Like, how can you be happy with that? Right. And so you maximize plan A. And then when you graduate, you go to the next thing. You know, you don't go down. You don't go back. You keep going up. You're on a forward trajectory. That's life. That's what winners do. It's like, oh, okay. You know, I remember when my NFL career ended, it's like, yo, I'm out of this space now. You know, it wasn't about plan B. It was about what's next. Like, how much space can I eat up? How much can I accomplish? How much can I do in this new space, right? I graduated from the NFL. And the NFL gave me some beautiful things, some beautiful insights, some beautiful knowledge, some beautiful wisdom, beautiful experiences. And I graduated from that. Now it's on to the next, right? And that's our progression through life. It's not plan B. It's not to go backwards. It's not to digress. It's to move forward, baby. That's life. Life never go backwards. If you look at this, how life is set up, right? Just the sure natural order of life. Everything continues to go forward, no matter what happens. People get sick, people die, people lose jobs. All these things happen, and life keeps going forward. It doesn't digress. It doesn't go backwards, ever. All right, it keeps going forward. And so this is the most exciting thing about life. It's like, it doesn't matter. As soon as I graduate, I'm expecting bigger and better things. As soon as I graduate from this thing, I expect to be happier. I expect to make money. I expect to be successful. I expect to win, right? And then I go through that. And then I graduate. No matter what happens, I graduate to the next thing. And you keep it moving, you know? And that is the difference. It's a psychological difference in people. That's the difference between winning and losing. It's not about your skill set, your ability, your talent. You know, we all have it. We all have some talent. We all have some ability. We all have some skills. But it's our psychology, our psyche, our makeup, how we think, how we see things, how we look at the world. That's the separation. That's the difference between winners and losers. And so it doesn't matter what happened. When that thing is over, you graduate. All right, I graduated. Now I'm going forward. I'm going up. My life is on an incline. I'm going to keep going up until it's over. That's how it works. That's how the mind works. When you digress, you can't be happy. You just can't, because you're not doing it on a level to make you happy. You went backwards. You went down. You didn't go up. And that's the difference. Keep moving forward like life does. Keep going up. Graduate. Get stronger. Get better. And move on. I am Corey Jackson, founder and CEO of Quirks, Inc. I tell you guys this all the time. Losing is a choice, but winning is a lifestyle. Until next time, let's keep working.